¿qué tal? Buenos días, la hora with Isela. Good morning, mi valle lindos. This is Isela Martin on KVON 1440 AM. How are you this wonderful rainy morning? Feliz año nuevo, mi gente, and feliz año nuevo. Happy New Year to you all, mi radio escuchas. Let 2020 bring us so much joy into your hearts and the goodness flow into the world. We need so many positive forces. Push it forward, human beings, prayer, meditation, thinkers, innovators, sweet souls, and selflessness in mankind, that's for sure. And I'm asking for that because we just see so much going on, you know, that it's kind of like, ay, 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 is this going to be a good year? We kind of started off a little sloppy in the beginning of the year, but you know what? I think we all can put our granito de arena and make this a positive one, most definitely. Check the new time. We are now on 10 a.m. Yeah, hasta las 11 on Thursdays. And Sundays, we stay the same at 12 o'clock. So make sure to set your time 1 hour back. And we are going to be coming on the airwaves a las 10 de la mañanita. So, qué bueno que estamos aquí and celebrating that brand new year. We have a couple things coming up. We know that the school year for, classes back in session, not school year starting, classes back in session for MVUSD. Starting next Monday, I know all these kids are rushing to go back to school. I know mine is kind of like, okay, I'm kind of done. Christmas is over, the holidays, Los Reyes came, and they came and went, and everything's all good. So, qué mejor to start the year off and have a wonderful time in la escuela. So MVUSD starts school next Monday. So hopefully everyone can get their butts to school. That's for sure. Guess what? I was like going through and fiddling through some cumpleaños and things that are happening. And today we're celebrating birthdays in heaven, doing singing. It's doing heaven, having, well, my goodness, celebrating birthdays in heaven today and singing. El Noah Noah is Juan Gabriel, el Divo de Juarez. Everybody knows him. And no, gosh, this guy, singer, he was very flamboyant. He had a very flamboyant style to him. He broke barriers within the Latin music market. I mean, he was known for being called El Divo de Juarez. I think he was just El Divo de la Música Mexicana. And he was almost like, I would say, a Michael Jackson, iconic, Elvis Presley, very, very iconic. And I think that it's worth mentioning. I don't like celebrating cuando uno muere. I know that, but you know, he since has passed in August of 2016, but it doesn't seem that he's passed because his music, whether it was created back in the 70s, in the 80s, 90s, and now the 20s or 2000, excuse me. What ends up happening is that you can still get up on your feet and feel the beat and want to get up and dance and y toda esa cosa. And so what I wanted to do to start off the show is quiero tocar una buenísima canción. I wanted to lay this on everyone because it's such an awesome song that I grew up with in the 80s. It's called El Noa Noa. This song didn't matter if the song was on a rainy day, on a hot day. It was to make you dance. And you know why? Because there was no shame in Juan Gabriel's game. And even as a young little girl, through TV, through the radio, he made it clear to be proud of who you are, what you are, because at the end of the day, music will always bring us together. So with you, I want to go ahead and play El Noa Noa for you.
Yo sé de un lugar.
Y claro, queremos felicitar a Juan Gabriel because today is his birthday. Qué mejor y qué mejor. Well, not today, but actually 2 days ago was his birthday. So feliz, feliz cumpleaños allá en el cielo because we know that you're singing up to the angels. Y claro, les quería recordar que el Noah Noah still exists. And if you're wondering what you're listening to La Hora with Isela on KVON 1440 AM. So we have some happenings in our valley. But before that, on our second segment, what I wanted to do is I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about the New Year's resolution, some of those statistics, and what's going to happen here in the future. Porque I know que mucha gente are always wondering, hey, what am I going to do? Am I going to do the New Year, New Me thing? Am I going to do finances? And so I have a couple of those things to talk about. And there was an article that I was reading over the weekend, and I thought it was quite interesting. It is from, let me see, it's from U.S. News Money. And so it was an article with financial New Year's resolutions for 2020. And I did want to let you know that we do have that lineup coming up for you para el año 2020. And that is, we will have a couple bankers here, a couple financial advisors that are going to talk to us about cómo es que podemos ahorrar, cuál dinerito podemos guardar ahí en el bolsillo, and what we can do. So I'm going to just give you a couple tips too. So before I do that, let's go to a quick commercial break and we will come right back and dig right into those New Year's resolutions. Contigo, La Hora with Isela. Hola, ¿qué tal? And welcome back. This is La Hora with Isela on KVON 1440 AM. And we are coming at you now a las 10 de la mañanita to 11. And then on Sundays a la misma hora, which was 12 noon. So, el nuevo año, we have new numbers that are in for you to hear with regards to New Year's resolutions. I know we talked about that, like, hey, what are we going to do? Las uvas. I know we talked about las uvas. I have to tell you, we couldn't get grapes. Oh my gosh, what failure of a year it's gonna be. Que no me escuche. Todas esas personas or familias that are always asking themselves, like, oh my gosh, you know, what would be of the year if we didn't get the grapes to desearnos, you know, a feliz año nuevo. So I just want to let you know, no grapes. I want to say there wasn't enough grapes to go around. We had to cut them in half. So that counted. So maybe nos va a ir bien half of the month, bien, and half the other month, no nos vaya tan bien. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know that that's what's going on. So you heard, and what I played for you guys earlier today was Juan Gabriel and Noah Noah. Happy birthday to you. Y pues claro, now coming into the second segment, el nuevo año has you either joining new gym memberships, going to do yoga, and you know, you start doing that new year, new me kind of, you know, thing. And so I just want to let you know, we have an article that I was reading earlier, not today, but earlier this month. And so I just want to give you a little bit of statistics of qué es lo que se dice. So 80% of the new members at gyms will quit within the first 5 months. And so research, and this is from Penn University, research suggests that 80% of January gym joiners quit within the first months. Okay, qué desastre. Honestly, excuse me. Honestly, that's kind of sad porque, you know, it kind of leaves some of our gyms with like, oh my gosh, I'm good for the first 5 months. Y luego ya que, what do I do after that? So I'm sure that there is a strategic way or a business plan that's written by all these gyms as to cómo es que this is going to work. So 80% of those new members will quit within the next 5 months. So hang on tight for those dedicated gym members, because I know I have a statistic for you, and that's almost at the end of that. So group fitness can slash you know, the churn rate by 50%. So in addition to a solid onboarding strategy, introducing new members to group fitness is kind of like powerful. So when you have a class, like it, people are more bound to stay with it than if they joined by themselves. So, hey, that's a strategic way of looking at things when you're joining a member, a gym membership. If they have, you know, support groups, or if they have, you know, full classes, aerobics, meditation, yoga, all this wonderful stuff, that you will have like group support. Because with group support, you're more, at least for me, I did CrossFit for quite some time, and it was so supportive, and I had so many people just cheering you on and wanting the very best for you, and that is your success, or, you know, your mini goals that you want, right? So in one study conducted at Penn State University, researchers started people who hadn't trained before on a 30-week group fitness program. And during that study, the intensity and frequency of workouts increased each week gradually. So those mini goals that we were talking about that you can achieve, hey, they're getting achieved because guess what? We're working at them slowly, slowly. Okay, so that hike of gym memberships, it's 12% of signups happen in January. It's not anything new. We knew this. We knew that new year, new me really does exist, and there it is. 56% of your current members, and these are all your gym memberships that, you know, faithfully are there throughout the entire year, have been going to the gym, 2-3 lifetime members. They don't like your new members. Shh, don't say that out loud. 56% of your current members don't like your new members. That's kind of sad, I know. So your dedicated members who've been training consistently and all of a sudden find themselves queuing for like those treadmills, they're unable to book their favorite classes, and they're searching for that clean towel or something in the locker, and they're finding it difficult to do that. Now they're sitting there pissed, they're annoyed, y que más ni nada menos. So 56 of your current members don't like the new members, of course, and so that's kind of, it's not surprising, but yeah, it does kind of get it like a pet peeve, like, oh my gosh, I was coming here this whole time, it was so relaxing, it was kind of chill, it was really laid back, and then all of a sudden it gets bombarded with that 12% hike of those gym memberships that are coming in. So it's no surprise for them to discover that over half of your current membership don't like your gym's new members. And so, you know, try and keep dumbbells around, and, you know, make sure that you're following with your dedicated followers, of course. And that's just a little shout out to the to those gyms and what have you that are helping out. So anyhow, and then of course, let's do the fall off the wagon day. So this is kind of cool, and I thought that this was awesome because I didn't even know that this was, you know, being tracked. So someone's keeping track. Which day is fall off the wagon day? So it is possible to pinpoint the day when it all comes crashing down for a lot of people. And it turns out Foursquare and CityLab got together to identify a quote-unquote fall-off-the-wagon day. Each year, gym goers, by comparing gym and fast food activity, they define the day as a point when the uptick in fast food consumption meets the decline in the gym attendance. A pretty good definition by all accounts. I mean, that is for sure. The report shows the trend. Gym attendance shot up by 6%, while fast food joints took a hit at 4.6% in visits. So however, the willpower became depleted, and so the two lines on the graph moved towards each other until they intersected on February 9th, just 40 days into the new year. Oh my goodness. So it doesn't take ni dos meses. It doesn't even take you more than 2 months before people are like, okay, I fell off the wagon. Here I go. Some little fries. I'm craving some fries. I'm craving some cookies. Unos tamales that we, you know, possibly I didn't eat over the Christmas break. But that's just something to kind of dwell on. And so, with that said, what I wanted to do for you guys, I know that throughout this entire time, I kind of wanted to just play a little bit of Juan Gabriel, especially it being his birthday month, and being that it was just about a day or two ago. So I believe when you're celebrating Reyes is when you're celebrating Juan Gabriel's birthday. With that said, I'm going to go ahead and play una cancioncita de Juan Gabriel because I love him so much. I think I'm just such a dedicated Juan Gabriel lover that I just wanted you guys all to know. So here we go. And I'm going to go ahead and play Por Qué Me Haces Llorar de Juan Gabriel, which is a great song. It was one of his, like, La Rancheras that was really, really nice. I really loved it. It's very symphonic. I love it because also no es música that you listen to on a regular basis. And to hear it on the airwaves, it's very soothing. Y so, en paz descanse, Juan Gabriel, and here you go, ¿Por qué me haces llorar?
Llorar, que no ves cómo te quiero, y para qué me haces sufrir, que no ves que más no puedo. Yo nunca, nunca había llorado, y menos de dolor, ni nunca, nunca había tomado, y menos un amor. ¿Por qué me haces llorar y te burlas de mí? Si sabes tú muy bien que yo no sé sufrir, yo me voy a emborrachar a no saber de mí. Que sepan que hoy tomé y que hoy me emborraché. Había llorado y menos de dolor, y ni nunca, nunca, nunca había tomado, y menos por un amor. ¿Por qué me haces llorar y te burlas de mí? Si sabes tú muy bien que yo no sé sufrir, yo me voy a emborrachar a no saber de mí. Que sepas todos que hoy tomé y que hoy me emborraché por ti.
Y felicidades a Juan Gabriel, que es su cumpleaños, en felicidades. Happy birthday to this wonderful man. I have to say that was a great part of my childhood growing up. And so, que mejor que nada más celebrarle su cumpleaños que it was this week. So we just finished. We finished talking about the group fitness and how people are dropping off the bandwagon. Let's make note of that. It will be on, ¿qué dije? Febrero. El 9 de febrero, if I'm not mistaken. Pero aparte, what I wanted to talk about, a little bit about the New Year's resolution, since we were talking about those statistics and when you're going to join the gym and then also when you're going to fall off, and then celebrating Juan Gabriel's, we also wanted to talk a little bit about the money, how... you need to make more or better financial resolutions for the year. Because I know the first one, it's the easy one, and we're thinking about health, we're thinking about weight. So why don't we do it all? And so while U.S. News Money section gave us 20 financial New Year's resolutions for 2020, I'm going to go through a couple of them. I thought some were very important, especialmente para algunas personas that are listening to us and that don't know, because I've heard anything from, oh, my 401k is my savings account, and then I cash it out every so often. And that's not what it's for. So el 401k no es no es una cuenta de ahorros para que la saquen. Honestly, la 401k es para que se puedan retirar al final de su carrera. And, you know, so you have some cushion para que tengan un poco de colchón cuando ya se quieren retirar de trabajo. So we'll get into that in just a minute. But, you know, like I said, U.S. News, in their money section, they gave us 20 financial New Year's resolutions for 2020. While I'm not going to get into everything, I just want to give you just a couple of those special topics. And so, I mean, one of them, it says resolve and do better next year. How do I do that? And so one of the main things is identifying your financial goals. And I hope you, you know, are you hoping to earn a degree this year? Do you want to buy a new home? Do you want to repay your auto loan, or contribute to your employer's 401k? And, you know, you have to really identify those things and be specific. Because the broader you are, the harder it is to achieve those goals. Like I said, those mini goals, esas metas pequeñas que pueden hacer para un estado financiero saludable, sería mucho mejor. And honestly, just save more, you know, and take some real time, you know, notes on this. Start tracking your budget. So, algo que estaba viendo, muchas personas no tienen un presupuesto. A lot of us don't have a por supuesto. And so when you start dissecting and looking at everything you spend, you're like, oh my God, I spent like gazillion dollars on food. But you know what? That's our survival. And we love that we have a lot of foodies. It seems to be like la moda that we're eating everywhere. We're tasting food here. We're tasting food there. We're drinking here. We're experimenting there. Nothing wrong with that. But just set yourself a budget. That's of course. I'm looking at that because I'm looking at that right now. I'm looking at my financials for myself and my business. So before you commit to sticking to a budget, resolve to track your spending each month. So each month, see how much you're spending, how much you need for that overhead. And then there's a bunch of apps out there and software programs that can help you log your spending. So even if it's connected to your bank account or connected to your to some of your cards. I mean, it's really awesome to know that there's like a support system out there that you don't have to really depend on yourself to having to take notes and doing the math for it. I mean, now all of our banking is online. There's so many credit unions out there that are willing to help. I'm having a credit union come out here. They're going to be speaking with you on what it is a credit union can do for you. ¿Qué es lo que puede hacer una unión de crédito para ustedes? O sea, es un banco. Es de estilo banco, pero es unión de crédito. And so we're going to have them on here, and it's going to be kind of bilingual because we want que nuestra gente esté escuchando and they know what this is all about. And we'll have also a financial advisor, un advisor de finanzas. Then check your credit report on a regular basis. So I used to have an app. It was connected with, you know, TransUnion and Equifax and all that great stuff. And so you would get an alert if something fishy was on there. You'd get an alert when your credit score would change. But I decided to change and cancel my Equifax and my TransUnion, and I went with, you know, Credit Karma. So I think it's a great application because it just sends it to you automatically, and it's not hitting hard on your credit report. So just let you know. Let's also commit to no spend days. Has there ever been a day that you don't spend a dollar? I mean, goodness gracious, if you could think about, you know, I gave a donation here, I gave that, I gave $5. It was only $3. Okay, imagine $3 every single day. ¿Cuánto se junta al final del mes? It's quite a bit. And that kind of goes for that Starbucks cup. It kind of goes for whatever coffee you drink. You know, it goes and it adds up. It adds up a ton. And I'll tell you that in just a minute when we get to cut the cable. Get healthy without joining a gym. You know that you don't have to commit. You already saw the statistics. We talked about that earlier. So you don't need to join a gym for you to fall off the bandwagon, you know, later. So just start slowly at home, changing, adding little things here and there. That's what I'm doing to my diet. I'm not necessarily making any drastic changes. I did hop back onto my stationary bike. I'm super excited about that because guess what? I'm on a seat today, really rejuvenated. I'm really like wanting to get up in the morning. I wasn't feeling like all laggish, and that's great. And so I'm eliminating a little bit of the wine, so that's good. And I'm saying a little bit because it takes baby steps. All right, so get healthy without joining a gym. It's very much possible. Boost your retirement contribution. So if you're looking to like squirrel away some retirement, just kind of commit to boosting your contributions. You know, I can contribuir un poquito and secure that there's that employer match there sometimes. So between 3% and 6%. Oh my gosh, I remember back in the day there was a commitment of 10%. Oh my gosh, that was so phenomenal. And I like lo aproveché to the maximum. Another thing, fast track to debt payoff goals. So instead of saying I'm going to repay all my debt this year, which is really like a goal that's kind of like heavy hitting, and you're kind of like, well, who knows if I'm going to do that or not. But you know what? Do an extra $50 per month, $100 per month, whatever your debt is, but just commit that extra. So you're not just paying that minimum, of course, because you're going to be paying more in freaking percentages. Anyway, ¿qué más? Cut back on bad money habits. So what does that mean? I mean, bad money habits would be like, oh, I'm spending for this, I'm spending for that. Going shopping, shoe shopping, do you really need it? So kind of weigh those options. Is it a necessity or is it something that I want? And want isn't necessarily what you need. So kind of watch out for that. And I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm just giving you nice ideas of what you can do with your money, of course. Automate good habits, possibly a money management app. I know a lot of people do the auto pay and all that stuff. I mean, that's phenomenal if you can get on track and, you know, but for some businesses, I do feel that, you know, that auto pay is not always a great option, especially if you're a business, a service business. Because we're waiting for that payment. And so if we don't get paid as a business, then we can't do our auto pay, which sets us back, and then a late charge and this and that. Oh my gosh, es un despapalle. I can only imagine, because it's happened to the good ones of us. So do home maintenance. I personally do not have a home. I live in an apartment, but I still do maintenance on it. So aim to save money in the new year by doing preventative home maintenance, like, you know, changing your air filters, patching leaks, and having your air and heating system inspected here and there. And you know, these can save money because you're doing, you know, in the line of work that I do, those PMs are so important because, I mean, it's like your health. You go in and you get preventative care. So that way you're checking on your cholesterol, you're checking on your sangre, your high blood pressure. You're making sure that everything is flowing great inside. Same thing with your home. You're making sure that everything's flowing great. So the day that you have to do this major work, it may not cost as much because you were doing all this maintenance instead of not doing it. If you don't do it, then what ends up happening is que tienes un despapalle, you are charged so much money to replace because there was no maintenance or preventative home maintenance being done to any of your, you know, let's just say your heating or your cooling system. This is quite interesting, and I'm going to elaborate a little bit on this one just because I'm on this boat. I am on this boat. So cut the cable cord, and I'm not telling everybody to cut the cable cord, but hey, I finally made the jump. So I was wondering, you know, throughout last year, I was looking at my cable company bill, and it was coming to my attention that it was getting higher and higher. And I'm like, why is it getting higher and higher? Like, I know that, you know, I'm not up to a year. I'm not adding additional services. And so, you know, those things kind of creep up. But anyhow, So what ended up happening was that I got rid of my my bundle deals, and now I only have live streaming. So the reason why I do that is because I've been watching a lot more videos, I've been watching a lot more movies, and I've been streaming my news because that's the way I get my news. And I get alerts on my phone every so often whenever I need emergency services. Emergency news services. And so with that, you know, what U.S. News is telling us is, you know, kind of consider replacing your cable TV package. You know, I know there's Netflix, there's Hulu, there's HBO, Amazon Prime, all those good things, you know, and I get it. Like, everybody wants, hey, I want a subscription to watch this series or that series. And, you know, how long does it last? And, you know, those things start adding up. Those $14.99, $7.99 for this, $27.99. I mean, honestly, and then on top of that, your cable bill, it's just like start eliminating those as quickly as possible, because you really don't need all these channels. So just in a recap of what I did. So I was checking in 1 month's time, I was documenting how many channels I was watching out of the 980 plus channels I had. So I was watching approximately in 1 month, I was watching three channels. I was watching three channels, and I was documenting how many hours I was watching those three channels. One of the channels I was watching, it really did take up the majority of my time. So I would say about 2 hours, between 2 and 2.5 hours was one of the major channels. And then the other ones were for an hour at a time. And so what I saw was one was news, and the two other ones were for series, just kind of like documentaries or, something I wanted to watch. But it was inconsistently. So it wasn't that something that I was watching on a continuous basis. So I mean, you don't have to go overboard on this, but because I knew that I wasn't watching as much TV as the average, you know, household does, I just wanted to do this experiment because it was very daunting every time I was receiving my cable bill. So I just advise you to, hey, cut that cable cord if you can. I'm not asking you to do it. I'm just saying, or eliminate some of these other apps that are out there, because, oh my goodness, I know that the Disney Plus came out and everybody's like, hey, I want Disney Plus. And I'm like, wow. Oh my goodness. So anyway, just to let you know, I own one subscription to one app, and I have, that's a streaming app. And then I also have internet. That's it. That's all I'm paying for. So my bill got slashed, and I am paying a total of $60 a month. So very, very proud of myself for doing that on the cable. So just a personal experience of mine. All right. So let's see. Go to the doctor. So another thing that you can do is go to a doctor visit. We were talking about preventative maintenance for your home. This is the same thing for your body. So an essential way to kind of like save money, you are going to the doctor to make sure that everything is going good. Everything is, you know, everything's healthy. Kind of go and get your what is it called? A physical done, all that preventative stuff that, you know, you need to get done. And someone tells me, I hear this all the time, every time I go out to work, it's, oh my gosh, cada vez que voy al doctor, me encuentran algo. And I'm like, well, how often do you go to the doctor? And it's like, well, every time I start feeling under the sun, and I just, you know, feeling gloomy. And so that's when I decide to go to the doctor. And I'm like, well, it shouldn't be that way. You should go when you feel healthy, just to make sure that everything is working properly. And it's called preventative. And that way you're not like all surprised when it's, ay, Dios mío, I have all this stuff going on with me. And it doesn't come as a surprise. So maybe we can do something beforehand to alleviate any future problems. Evaluate last year's financial mistakes. That's a good one, because there's quite a few. Like, oh man, I shouldn't have gone on that little weekend getaway. And so it's kind of that great time to do the soul searching, and that can include deep diving into your financial self-reflection. So take an honest look at your financials, and then, you know, did you overspend? Did you overborrow? Did you get passed over for a promotion? What are the strategies you could have utilized, you know, to kind of have avoided or reduced that financial damage? So, and this is the darn truth, but not every financial downfall is avoidable, but you know, we can only do what we can. So rebalance your investment portfolio. Are your investments still working for you? Are there different fees? Because usually it's around the time of the year, the new year is when, you know, those new fees come out. And oh my goodness, I think someone said like the Sapphire credit card was having this like $300, you know, annual fee on it. And I'm like, what? Isn't that important? It's a plastic card. So anyway, call your credit card company, see if you can work something out. You know, it only takes a few minutes. And is your account in good standing? You know, can you negotiate a credit limit increase? Something, you know, but it's just something out there just for everyone. And then, of course, what is there a way for a lower annual percentage rate or APR? You know, who knows? You can always negotiate those things. So it'd be nice just to maintain that open line of communication with your credit card company. And then, of course, last but definitely not least, fund your health savings account. Savers in eligible high deductible insurance plan could consider contributing to their health savings account, or also known as the HSA. So doing so is tax savvy, yay. And it's a way to save for future medical expenses. So for 2020, HSA contribution limits are $3,550 for individuals and $7,100 for families. A high deductible health plan has an annual deductible that is not less than $1,400 for individuals and $2,800 for families in 2020. And out-of-pocket expenses cannot exceed $6,900 for individuals and $13,800 for families. So it's something really cool to know that you can actually count on, and that is if you fund it, then hey, es un alivio. It really is, and a lot of people don't see it that way. La gente a veces piensa like, híjole, ¿qué voy a hacer? Man, todo ese dinero me lo pude haber gastado en otras cosas. And honestly, I mean, we really don't start thinking about our finances until something happens, and that is, you know, catastrophic. You know, there's an earthquake, there's a fire. Okay, there's one. Second, we need medical. And then we start thinking like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have skimped on my insurance program. I should have signed up for this, where it was a, you know, look at those deductibles. Miren esos deducibles en la aseguranza que ustedes tienen. And then something important for 2020, now that I'm on that HSA kind of thing and thinking about health, but one of the new laws that did come into play for this year is you need health insurance. So does your family. Oh my goodness. And I can't emphasize this enough. I'm going to be probably saying this like every show. Do you have health insurance? And if you don't, si no tienes aseguranza, I would recommend you go to CHI, so Community Health Initiative here in Napa, and please get them to help you get aseguranza. Because now, before federally, it was mandated, but now it is mandated through the state of California. So Governor Newsom now put into play that you are solely responsible for having insurance for yourself as an individual, or you will when you do your taxes for 2019. Or excuse me, for 2020, when you do it, they're going to say, hey, did you have insurance for that year? And when you're doing it, then they're going to be like, no. Well, aquí está tu multa. Here is your, this is what you're going to have to pay. So for individuals, it's very low. For you and your spouse, it's medium. And then, of course, for the family, you're looking at a huge charge if you are not insured. So please make sure that you are insured. Please, please, please. Because I don't want to see that, you know, we're talking about being fiscally responsible. Estamos hablando de ser responsables de sus finanzas. And so if you don't have health insurance this year, you know, you'll see that those fines when you do your taxes for 2020. In celebrating, and now, I'm so sorry, we're giving gloomy news, I know, but in kind of shutting down the show, and I hate to have to go, but it's been a pleasure celebrating El Año Nuevo and celebrating Juan Gabriel's birthday. I'm going to close out the show and playing two more little songs de Juan Gabriel. And with that, I will close off with Ya No Vivo Para Ti featuring Natalia Lafourcade. I love this. It was like a live recording with the video at the same time when it came out. So it is Juan Gabriel, Ya No Vivo Por Ti. Again, featuring Natalia Lafourcade and Juan Gabriel. So please, please enjoy it as much as I do, because it's a wonderful song. And it was made a year before his passing. And the duo just... they work out so well, and you can see how Natalia's voice and Juan Gabriel's just meshed together so awesomely. So with you, Natalia Lafourcade and Juan Gabriel.
Enamorando, no pude evitarlo, yo te quiero tanto, pero tanto, tanto, tú bien sabes cuánto, eso y otro tanto te quiero decir. A besar tus labios, tus ojos, tus manos, tu cuerpo soñado que tengo en mis brazos. Quiero ser de ti, yo voy a ser de ti.
El más grande y dulce amor. El más grande y dulce amor.
Poco a poco, lentamente me enseñaste a
want to thank you for joining us, La Hora with Isela, on 1440 KVON en la AM. Don't forget to make sure to change that clock, porque vamos a estar en sintonía a las 10 de la mañana cada jueves, y también vamos a estar los domingos at noon, al 12 de mediodía, so no se les vaya a olvidar con ustedes. And I am signing off, porque me encanta estar aquí con ustedes, y más celebrando el cumpleaños de Juan Gabriel, que está allá en el cielo cantándole con todos los cantantes que ya se nos han ido de este planeta, pero seguro están celebrando. So with you and signing off, La Hora with Isela, Isela Martín. Los esperamos de regreso next Thursday, same hour, 10 o'clock. Aquí nos vemos. Cuídense mucho. Hasta la próxima.